Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at
Menards. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Corey Pauls is back at quarterback now. Throws in the end zone. Gets it away. Deep down the middle. Caught.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to another episode of Something's Brewing. How's everybody doing? Number 22, it is Easter Sunday. Producer Dan, happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, Corey.
Thank you. I actually went to church today.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Did you?
Did you say? I distinctly heard him say, did you? Did you hear that?
Yeah, no, so you didn't?
I did not go to church, no.
Okay.
I didn't want it to burn when I walk right through the threshold.
I actually had an interesting experience today at church, so we're going to get to that towards the end. But as a reminder, so stay tuned. As a reminder, this episode is brought to you by Organized Chaos Clothing, a lifestyle brand for our way of life. And before we get into my favorite number 22, have a couple corrections or follow-ups from last week. So if you remember when we got to the Masters, I picked Brooks Koepka to win.
Yes.
He got second place, by the way, and almost pushed a playoff against Tiger Woods. And we'll do more on the Masters later. But I originally called him Bruce Koepka. Okay. So, Jesus.
Did you notice that I didn't notice?
I know you didn't notice, but a shout out to
Did you get some?
Shout out to Steve and his daughter. They reminded me. Another correction, which you didn't notice right away, but you subconsciously picked me up. When we introduced the new UCLA basketball coach, the first time I introduced him, I called him Mike Cronin. His name is Mick Cronin.
Okay.
And I wrote it down on our notes correctly. And you picked it up for me.
Oh, is that right?
And then you said, "Oh yeah, Mick."
Oh,
yeah.
Mick.
And then all of a sudden, we did a bunch. I realized it, and I kept going. But come on, if you're going to introduce the guy,
UCLA.
When I see him, I'm going to tell him about that the first time. But it is Mick, and that also brought me to remember a quick story. Do you mind if I tell it quick?
No, I don't.
My quick Mick story.
No.
All right, so I'm in the Caribbean in a fancy island, and there's a bunch of famous people all over the place. And I come out of the bathroom, and I see Mick Jagger walking towards me, right? And this is back before before social media, bullshit, whatever. And he's walking with the Mick Jagger walk.
Sure.
And he's on my right-hand side, and I'm walking down, down the small airport in the middle of the Caribbean. And I don't know what got into me, but I put my hand up. Like Top Gun, and he walked past me, and high five, low five, the move that they do in Top Gun.
No,
yep, the volleyball scene. Mick Jagger and I did that without saying anything.
But Mick Jagger knew to go high and low.
I don't know. Maybe I could. I just gave him that look.
We're doing this, Goose.
Yeah, and wow. And I saw him two nights later on a boat. In the same sort of time frame,
sure.
And he remembered. He's like, "Oh, you were the one in the airport. We did the thing with the hands, like the up and
Are
down."
Are you serious?
Swear to God. So that's
so you're on a high five level. with Mick Jagger.
I doubt he would remember, but maybe.
It doesn't matter. You're on high five level.
And actually, did you read that some of his concerts are getting pushed off?
I heard he's not so healthy right now.
Yeah, so yeah, that's a little bit depressing. Yeah. But hopefully he makes a good recovery.
Recovery, yeah, sure.
The other thing we talked about last week was soccer contracts compared to the Major League Baseball contracts.
Yes.
I said I would do my own research. Thanks, Dan.
How's that going?
It went fine. I didn't find anything about soccer contracts being similar to Bobby Bonilla's.
Oh, yeah.
But the more I read about the transfer fees in soccer, I'm not going to hate on the economics of soccer ever again.
Oh.
The amount of money that they pay basically to own players, this is huge, huge amounts of money.
Is that right?
Yeah, the transfer fees, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh.
Yeah. So some of the players are actually trying to get a piece of some of those transfer fees, which some of them have successfully gotten. But it does also make sense, and this is not a shot at the Europeans, but in Europe, there really is only one major sport.
Ping pong.
Soccer.
Oh, soccer. Soccer.
You know, so there's not four major sports like we have in the United States.
Right.
So what do you expect? You know,
yeah, that's going to be a little, focused
on. You know, and there's
football.
Yeah, they've been around a lot longer.
A lot.
You know, they've got a lot of things going on. We'll get to some history lessons later. But just thought that was, I did say I was going to do it because my brother had told me that sometimes I say we'll get to that or I'll do that. And then
And then we never,
So I'm trying not to do that anymore.
Okay.
All right. So favorite number 22 is Mr. Clyde Drexler, the NBA basketball player.
Yes.
Clyde
Drexler.
Clyde the Glide.
Yes.
And by the way, do you know that when you Google search the word Clyde, do you know what the first... That Clyde Barrow is the first Clyde that comes up. Do you know who Clyde Barrow?
Clyde Barrow.
Do you know who he is?
I didn't know who Clyde Drexler was.
But so Clyde Barrow, you don't know who that is? I bet you do. Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah,
that's the criminals. That's the only Clyde I could actually think of, but I figured it was an athlete.
Yeah, so Clyde Barrow is
he's
at the top of the list when it comes to Google searches.
Nice.
With the word Clyde.
Nice.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do him someday.
What was his number?
However many times he robbed a bank.
Exactly.
Okay, so Clyde Drexler is NBA champion in 95, 10-time NBA All-Star, two-time NBA second team, two-time third team, retired by the Trailblazers, retired by the Houston Rockets, the 50th all-time best basketball players team, drafted 14th overall by the 1983 by the Portland Trailblazers, and he was a member of the Phi Slamma Jamma. Tell me you've heard that phrase before. When he was at the...
That's the name of my fraternity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you and all your basketball playing brothers.
Yes, absolutely.
While he was at the University of Houston, he played with Akeem Olajuwon, and I forget the other person that was in the...
Wow, yeah.
So anyway, that was... That's where Phi Slamma Jamma comes from.
Yeah.
So just a little bit of...
Drexler.
A little Drexler humor / trivia.
Right.
All right. So next is the week in sports. I mentioned that I was going to the Dodgers game for the first time.
Did you go?
Yes, we did.
Nice.
And I will tell you, if you drive to Chavez Ravine and you don't pop for the inner circle VIP parking passes, then you are a complete moron.
Because you're trapped in hell.
Yeah, well, you can get out faster, boom, out.
And that's it.
Yeah. And
you're done.
Once you're in there, it's so much easier and it's not that much. I highly recommend it. But I will tell you that I watched a lot of power, something like 5 or 6 home runs against the Brewers. Remember, that's a replay of the National League Championship Series. So the Brewers are very, very good. They ended up coming back and winning, and it was a great game. So didn't stay for the fireworks at the game, though, like we talked about. NBA playoffs. I know that you have heard that those are happening.
That's basketball.
Basketball. National Basketball Association.
Yes.
So on the East, the Bucks are up 3-0 versus the Pistons. The Raptors are up 2-1 versus the Magic. They're actually playing right now. We're doing this at about 5 o'clock on Easter Sunday. The 76ers are up 3-1 versus the Nets. There was a decent little, there's nothing better than NBA basketball fights. Have you seen those before?
Yes. You
know, some of the biggest human beings on the planet just waving those hands.
Yes.
And then the little referees are trying to get in the way.
Right. They look like little children trying to break up.
And the crowd is so close.
It's so awesome.
I love watching those on YouTube. Anyway, so there was a decent fight a couple nights ago on that. The Celtics have won their series versus the Pacers 4-0. A sweep. Then in the West, we got the Warriors are up 3-1 versus the Clippers. Game two is exciting. I don't know if you saw that. The Clippers are only real hope for Los Angeles because the Lakers aren't in it.
Yeah.
They were down by 30 plus points. It's the biggest comeback in the history of playoff basketball. The Clippers against the Golden State Warriors, mm-hmm. The ex-champions or the last year's champions. But the Warriors beat them today. They're up 3-1. Nuggets are tied 2-2 versus Spurs. Trailblazers are up 2-1 versus Thunder. OKC Thunder, they play tonight again. The Rockets are up 2-0 over the Jazz. On the NHL side, we don't have the Chicago Blackhawks or the LA Kings in the playoffs,
mm-mm.
or even the Ducks for that matter, in a long, long time. But we still got to make sure everybody knows what's happening. In the East, the Lightning lost 0-4 to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Can you believe Columbus has a National Hockey League team? the Bruins are tied 3-3 with the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Capitals, last year's winners, are up 3-2 versus the Hurricanes. Islanders won their series sweep against the Penguins. Sorry for the Pittsburgh Penguins fans. On the West, we got the Predators are down 2-3 versus the Stars. Winnipeg Jets lost their series 2-4 to St. Louis Blues. I'm picking the St. Louis Blues, by the way, to win it all, saying that right now. I bet on the Oklahoma City Thunder because it was a good gambling bet, but I don't see them happening. And I'm not ready to pick a winner of playoffs yet for NBA, but I am ready to pick St. Louis Blues are going to win the NHL Stanley Cup. Calgary loses 1-4 their series versus the Avalanche, and then the Sharks are down 2-3 to the Golden Knights, and the Golden Knights, that game is playing now. Okay, contract talk. Russell Wilson, you know who he is, the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. We've talked about him a little bit.
Yes.
He's married to Ciara. She's an actress slash...
Oh, he is? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Do you know who she is?
Yeah, she used to be married to a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they had a kid
together,
not. Right?
They had a kid together.
I think they did, actually, yeah.
So they're not together
the
anymore.
The kid wears a wig. One of those big, yeah. See a wigs? Sure. He has to. It's a brand. So C is now remarried to
Russell Wilson.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. So he signed a contract that was $107 million guaranteed, $65 million signing bonus. He's now the highest paid player in the NFL.
Well, it's good that they're financially secure now.
They'll be fine.
Yeah.
But I want to give a shout out to his agent, Mark Rogers, because that deal could be worth over $163 million. And apparently, it's one hell of a deal. So
that's amazing.
You know, shout out on Easter Sunday.
How much
I can
does
say,
sports...
holy fucking shit.
Yeah, yeah. How much does a sports agent get? 10, 15%, something like that?
That's a good question. I don't know.
On a deal that big, I can't even imagine.
I would say it's between 5 to 10.
Yeah.
But I'm going to find out for sure.
That's a lot of money, even if it's 5. Holy mm-hmm. cow.
We're going to look
into
that.
And you don't have to play, you know.
So, chipping on.
Ooh.
Actually, before we chip on,
yeah,
the draft is coming up next week, the NFL draft.
Yes.
So I am looking forward to analyzing that. It starts on Thursday. So don't worry. We won't forget that. So now, chipping on to the Masters.
Yes.
I assume you didn't watch.
No.
But it's big news. Tiger Woods won again.
Yeah. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, and it was one of the longest gaps in a championship ever.
Yeah.
Okay. And one of the other, did you know that Tom Brady actually has had one of the largest gaps in
his golfing career?
His Super Bowl career.
Oh.
Nike apparently made a reported additional $25 million.
Oh,
which is
really?
Nice. And if you saw after he won, there was a great Nike commercial. He's got his kit, and it's just the swoosh. You know, some golfers have to have a swoosh. And, you know, the local accountant's office,
right.
You know, and
on their
and
shirt,
a
right,
credit
right.
card and, right. you know, the airline affiliate. Well, right. there's just
Tigers
a swoosh.
Tigers just got.
Just a swoosh.
Right.
And I actually, now that I think about it, almost all the Nike guys are just swishes.
Is that right?
Now that I think
so, Nike just says, listen,
this is a freaking swoosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Swoosh.
Yeah.
We don't is it shit. A swoosh or a swoosh?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So his kids are walking with Nike shirts on, all in red.
Better believe it.
It was, and I actually admit it, I actually cried a little bit. And Tiger Woods is one of those very polarizing figures. Uh-huh. If you don't know this, like most women hate him because he cheated on his wife and all that stuff. And then most, you know, guys pretend like they hate him because of that reason too, but then they want him to be good.
Yeah.
Right. So he's just a very polarizing person. Right. So polarizing that the ratings were up 17% with him in it compared to the year before.
Really? 17%?
Yeah.
Wow.
Even with the final round of the Masters starting super early in the morning due to inclement weather that was going to be coming later that day.
So they started
3 or 4 hours earlier than normal.
Wow.
So, you know, 6 a.m. on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You know, when it normally would be starting.
People are watching.
You know, like 9 or 10.
Right.
Anyway. Okay.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
So let's move the chains into the UFC 236. So I have to share something with you. I was so mad, you know, watching the Masters on Saturday, out with some buddy gambling on horses, while we were, you know, watching at the bar. Which, by the way, have you ever taken the TVG app where you can hang out, watch all the sporting events in a bar, have the bartenders turn on the TVG channel, download your TVG app, and now you can also gamble on live horse races all across the country while you're watching all the other sporting events.
Right. What's TVG stand for? TV the very good?
I don't know, but it's the horse racing channel.
Oh, gotcha.
Now I got to look that shit up.
I'm sorry.
Boy, seems like this is something that you should be doing, Dan.
Doesn't it?
But
I'm very busy just staring at you.
Don't worry, I'll get it up.
No, I'll look it up.
I'll look it up.
What are we talking about? That? I don't even remember.
Horse racing. So forget about. But we're not
talking about horse racing.
We're talking about the UFC.
Yes.
You're right. I did a tangent, but I was going to get right back to it. So that was what I was doing during the day. I get back to try and buy the UFC fight right as it's about to start, and I find out that you can't buy it on pay per view like I had for the last 7 years. It says we're not able to cut a deal with the UFC. Call them. And I'm like, what?
Really?
Yeah. So it turns out that you now have to have an ESPN Plus subscription to watch the future UFC fights.
Okay.
So now I'm a monthly subscriber of ESPN Plus, even though I don't want to. And I fought it. Finally, I said, okay, I got to do it. But a couple great fights. Max Holloway versus Dustin Poirier, number two for the lightweight championship. Awesome, awesome fight. Dustin Poirier won it. And then they say that next up is going to be a huge fight for him against Khabib. Everybody in the UFC world knows Khabib. Last name, Nurmagomedov.
Okay. Well said.
It's going to be huge. What mark my words, that's the next lightweight fight. It's going to be gigantic. But it got me thinking to more about, you know, why would the UFC mess with something that was
working,
seeming to be going perfect.
Working just fine.
Because I was reading, you know, I actually was so interested to find out what was going to be the feedback from this, right? And people were not happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, ESPN has been going down for, you know, for the last few years at least, if not longer. And the UFC is going in the opposite direction. So why the hell would the UFC give the ESPN even hand them
money,
anything,
basically, right?
I would say, like, you know, let ESPN falter. But the fact that they're able to, I'm sure it all comes down to money, right?
So
they paid them somehow. And then it got me thinking about Netflix, right? It's like, you saw recently that Netflix is going to commit another they spent $3.5 billion last year on content.
Wow.
And they're planning on doing it again.
Wow.
I mean, how can you...
That's a lot of content.
That's a lot of money for a lot of content.
Yeah.
Right? And they'd only have, I think they're up to almost 300 million subscribers, which is great.
That's a lot, right?
But that's, you know, that's not... You're not rolling gigantic profits.
No.
If you're spending $3.5 billion on content.
Right. Because what is Netflix now? $9 or $14 or...
My wife said it was $14. I don't know. I don't pay it. But...
Yeah.
I mean, you follow me, right?
Yeah.
That's they're not turning a profit. No. So I had a nice conversation with a gentleman in the movie industry, and he knew a lot more than me, and I was complaining about this, and he goes, you know what's going to happen? You know, you just notice, you know, Disney's going to have their streaming. Right. You already got Hulu. Right. You got Netflix. Now ESPN Plus, which means UFC joined ESPN Plus. Mm-hmm. And the statistics show that most people won't have more than 3 paid subscriptions, right? So over time.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So over time. What he said was genius. He goes, over time, so they're all just going to split up and they'll fight these little battles, the streaming battles. Mm-hmm. And then eventually someone will buy them all and put them all back together and right. We'll be back to having cable.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, because this cord cutting sounded awesome when they pitched it to us as you don't have to pay for stuff you don't watch.
Right.
But now we're going to end up
What about the stuff I want to watch?
Right, we're going to pay for each one exactly. Separately. It's just going to be a separate transaction. Because I keep hearing rumors they're going to pull Friends off of Netflix, and it's just going to be like a standalone thing.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't every show? You got to pay like $5, $10 a month for every single show you watch?
Oh,
no.
Did you like where his mind went?
I think he's probably dead on.
Because before there was cable, it was, this network TV. If I make my ears on the top of my TV pointed in the right direction, I get 2, 5, 7, and 9.
Right, exactly. Right. Well, we forget that, they still broadcast all that stuff for free. In gleaming high definition.
No way.
Yeah, if you get a digital antenna right now, you can get ABC, NBC, Fox, blah, 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 like all the broadcast channels, and then a bunch of stuff in Korean.
Of course.
For free.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Actually, that's interesting.
No one should be paying for the networks.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. But I think your confidant or whatever is dead on. Sure.
Yeah.
Everything's... listen. Amazon killed all the bookstores. Now what are they doing? Amazon is opening bookstores. I swear to God, right? Yes, so everything, right. Everything dies and then is reborn. Boom.
Oh, man. We're going to talk about Hinduism later.
Are we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Gosh. That's great. Great segue.
You like that? Mm-hmm. I got to do something.
No, this is good. I don't know, something about today was, because now we're going to move into pop culture, and this will be part of the reason why I just don't, I feel like it's a little bit different episode. So,
yeah.
And I'll tell you why. So a lot has happened over the week. And I not necessarily just happened, but a lot of things have been coming to me, mm-hmm. or like just in my face, and I can't ignore it anymore, right?
Okay. Okay.
So first one was Nipsey Hussle, right? Mm-hmm. So he died a couple weeks ago, but we haven't mm-hmm. talked about it at all.
Yes,
but his funeral happened and he filled up Staples Center.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and I had heard that a famous LA rapper had died, but I didn't really just kind of heard about it, and mm-hmm. I wasn't a huge, I didn't know who he was. I wasn't like a big fan of his. I didn't know his music, but then all of a sudden I see these murals popping up all over the city.
Oh, I haven't seen that, really.
Oh yeah, they're all over the place. Big ones.
When I heard that he died, I thought they were talking about Nipsey Russell,
the comedian
from the 60s and 70s.
That's actually where he did get his name.
Well,
I would
imagine.
Yeah.
Now, when he got his name from Nipsey Russell, who was he trying to?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I hope 50-year-olds get this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had never even heard of the guy. And then it turns out he's enormous.
So I did some research on him, a little more research. And this guy is for sure a modern day, at least a Southern California version of Martin Luther King.
Wow.
Yeah. He's big time.
Really?
From a social change agent.
Yeah.
And that, so much so that there's conspiracy theories about why he actually got killed and so forth.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So one thing that I was really impressed with what he did too. So he goes to his parents were immigrants. He goes back to where his parents came from, I forget which African country, and he comes back and he was like immediately, he went for 3 months, comes back and he wants to super engaged with, just wanting to make things better, right?
Mm, okay.
And so his first sort of big mixtape that you would put out, and if you wanted to be a fan, be an upcoming artist.
Right.
You would either give them away,
right,
you would think, or mm-hmm. sell them for very little money just to mm-hmm. get your name out there.
Right.
He sold them for $100 a piece.
What?
Yeah.
Mixtapes?
Yeah.
First of all, actual mixtapes?
I think they were CDs.
Or quote-unquote mixtapes.
Yeah, they were like CDs at the time.
But still $100?
Yeah. So in his mindset was, no, if I want to be, this is what it's worth. I'm going to charge you for it. So like Jay-Z bought 100 of them, right? You know, like 100 at 100.
Seriously.
Bucks. Yeah. And so the next thing you know, like it was a marketing genius, really, if you think about
it.
And since it worked, of course, it's marketing genius. You're an idiot. But
you give them away.
So then he bought like a whole strip mall in Crenshaw, you know, redid like a whole area. And he was a full on, you know, gangbanger prior to that.
Right.
So then it was going back and trying to change the community and help push the community in the right direction as a positive agent of change.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, gets shot in out front of his clothing store, three o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I was impressed. You must have done quite a bit to have the same amount of people at your funeral as Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, exactly.
So then I'm in the grocery store yesterday, and I see Kurt Cobain on the cover of like a Time magazine thing, you know, like a whole, you know, those coffee table type of Time ones where you buy them and leave them out for a couple years.
Sure, sure.
So, you know, Cobain, it's been 25 years since Kurt Cobain killed himself.
No.
He killed himself on April 5th, 25 years ago.
Seriously?
Yeah.
There he is. That's him, right?
Yeah, I was 25, so I was, you know, 14, 15 years old, right? Yeah, how long
ago? God, I don't want to think about it because I wasn't.
Yeah, but it was a huge deal.
Oh, my God.
And I really loved his music, and I actually started becoming re-engaged in it over the last year or so, like going back and re-listening to all of his songs and whatnot. So then I read the whole Time thing, mm-hmm. and I read his suicide note. And it was just like fucking heavy.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. Really heavy.
Yeah.
And you know that there's a handful of other famous rock stars that died at 27?
There's a whole club.
Yeah. It's like literally a 27-year-old club.
Yeah. Let's list them. Ready?
Do you know?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I only know a couple.
Oh, really?
Jimi Hendrix is the other big one that I know. And Amy Winehouse.
Jim Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
Janis Joplin. Cobain. Who did you say? Hendrix?
Hendrix.
Amy Winehouse.
There's a drummer or a guitarist from the Rolling Stones. I know he died at 27.
But I think that those are the main ones.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Hendrix, Joplin, Cobain, Morrison.
Yeah.
Winehouse. Yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah. So and then you know what I hate to say my favorite line of the whole Time article though was is Cobain's mom said he's now joined the, she says, when he died, one of her quotes was, he's now joined the stupid club. When they asked him about they asked him about the 27, she's like, no, he joined the stupid club. And I would love to have like some, if we had a big Nirvana fan in here about like Courtney Love and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it seems like you can get really in deep to a lot of stuff on that.
But I guess her point is a good one, which is glamorizing the 27 Club is glamorizing drug use to the point of killing yourself.
Death.
Because I don't know that there's anyone that died of natural causes.
The 27.
At 27,
none of them.
There's something about that age, that level of fame and that amount of drug use that just is a bad combo.
Bad combo. Then, you know, so then I also, at the same time, 20 years ago, yesterday is the 20th anniversary of the Columbine shootings.
That's been 20 years?
20 years. Yeah.
Wow. I'm old.
Keeping up with, unfortunately, the theme of death. Did you see the Sri Lankan bombings this morning? Terrible, huh?
Yeah.
And talk about a pretty well-timed terrorist act, considering six bombs went off pretty close together, three churches, three hotels. The suicide bombers apparently, you know, assembled the vest that night, waited for morning breakfast in the hotels, and waited for as many people to be there as possible. So our heart goes out to the Sri Lankan people. A good friend of mine, Ramesh, and his family is the only real family that I know that's Sri Lankan. Actually, I've had dinner with them at a Sri Lankan restaurant. It was a fantastic time. So I'm hoping that their family, they don't have any friends or family that were affected by that. So moving on to a little bit more pop culture current events. Are you watching the Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay.
So I will someday.
Yeah, that'll take you a while.
Yeah.
But the premiere, the final season's premiere was last week.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything about that on social media everywhere.
Exactly. Gotcha. So 17 million people watched it. To put that in perspective,
my goodness.
The reboot of Roseanne.
The reboot. Okay, yeah.
Averaged 20 million viewers per episode.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
So
20 million people will watch Roseanne's reboot.
Yeah, they already did. That was the most watched show of 2018.
My gosh.
And so as much of piece of work she is, she had one of the most popular shows ever. Not to mention back when her first run, the final episode of that period was in the low 30s. Low 30 millions.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
yeah, baby.
That's everybody's huge, stoked though. About, you know, Game of Thrones. It's great, but I found that out during my research. And I wasn't super impressed by the first episode. There's a lot going on. I do like that, though. Feels like it can kind of put you to sleep.
Right.
Like nursery rhymes for Game of Thrones. So
let's dream. We're in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I saw the meme. Jaime Lannister ran into the kid he pushed out a window 10 years ago. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm actually fired up. If I know anything about sort of seasons like this, episode 2 is going to be great.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to ramp up.
So I'm also watching Billions. And if you're watching Billions right now, then last week you saw Wendy Rhodes Google herself because her husband is running for district attorney. Mm-hmm. And they had been hiding their sadomasochistic love life.
Oh.
And he finally came clean.
Oh, really? And they're into a little,
A little whips and chains.
Sure.
And tying up and dominance. Mm-hmm. And so he came clean and he feels like this weight has been lifted, but she didn't want him to. So then she goes and Googles herself. And I was like, you know, I haven't Googled myself in a long time.
Oh, did you Google yourself?
I did. But I listened to those ads for Reputation Defender. and someone is selling a game-worn jersey of mine on eBay. Game worn.
Oh.
For $250.
Nice.
Which I wasn't sure how to take that.
Did they say what game?
No, but it was an Adidas one.
Yeah.
So that had to have been 2000 or 2001.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I didn't know how to take it. I thought at first
was
glance.
Was it high or too low?
I don't know. It was just the fact that it was for sale was okay, I guess. Or someone that down on their luck that they're trying to sell one of my jerseys for $250. So what did I do? I called my buddy. I said, will you buy it? Because I don't want that person to know that I bought it. So you just buy it and send it to me and I'll send you the money.
Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall? The guy's boxing it up and addressing it to Corey Paz.
He's smiling.
He's just like a sucker.
Random 40-something-year-old in his parents' basement.
Right, exactly.
He's saying, I stole this from him when I was managing his apartment. Anyway, so I am going to get that sent back to me, but I thought it was comical. If you haven't Googled yourself, I highly recommend it. It's kind of interesting. Don't do it all the time. It's a little narcissistic.
Yeah, you'll go blind. Sorry.
That was funny.
Thanks.
I got that. Did you see the Notre Dame fire happen in France?
Yes.
That was like, you couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know what it is about the French. That's terrible. I feel terrible for them. But, I mean, they were taking it hard.
Well, yeah, it's a big...
it's been around a long time. It's a big iconic...
Right.
Especially for Catholics.
Now, do we know why it was burning?
No, I don't think so yet. It looked like there was a lot of scaffoldings, and it is made of wood.
Well...
So pretty sure lots of reasons why that thing could have lit on fire.
Yeah.
But Did you notice over the weekend, though, that there's a little bit of a revolution happening in France with this group called the Yellow Vests? They're huge, been protesting for like 23 plus weeks straight.
Oh, is that right?
Have you seen that at all? So they started throwing tears.
Like, I've heard of it, but that's the kind of the extent.
It hit a fever pitch over the weekend because they have had enough, basically, of the government of France, mm-hmm. right?
Making them wear yellow vests. Yeah, I would be very mad.
Yeah, because that comes from the fact that if you're a France citizen and you have a car, you're forced to have a vest in your car in case there's an emergency. You're going to put your vest on. You can get a ticket if you don't have a vest in your car.
Are you serious?
They want it to be safe.
Wait. You have to have a safety vest?
Yes, in your car at all times.
That's mm-hmm. weird. That's really
And apparently they don't like that, which I can't blame them. So,
I mean, it's a good idea, though.
It is a great idea.
I just don't have to drive around with it.
Exactly. So they're protesting fuel taxes and upper income, want tax upper income more. And then they got really pissed that, Macron is going to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral in a month.
Right.
And, and all these wealthy Frenchmen, French people have donated billions of euros to rebuild it overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, see, look at this is what's wrong with the French government.
Right.
So it's going to help us transition into the next sort of segment of the show. So mm-hmm. before we get into that, Dan, I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath like we've done in weeks past.
Okay. And picture Salma Hayek. No?
No.
Oh. She's married to one of those billionaires.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Wasn't
that's
that
where
random?
It came from. Oh,
yeah.
I was going to say, wow. That's the one you picked, huh?
Yeah. Wonder why.
Okay. Deep breath.
Yes. Okay.
Out. And remember your first job.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
What was it? It's probably burger joint or something.
It was a Burger King.
No way.
Yeah. I don't just work at any burger place. I work at Burger King.
Yeah, I love the Whopper.
Yeah, it was the Burger King at the Eastview Mall in Rochester, New York. And I worked there for, I don't know, 6 months or a year or something.
But you learned
the
value of earning an income.
Yes, I did. I learned that it's very hard to learn to earn an income.
Period.
Yes.
So I mentioned last week that I was going to do my taxes the following day, right?
Yes.
So I want to spend a few minutes on taxes, and I want to try and keep it as apolitical as we have in the past.
Uh-oh.
And
taxes?
I see your little laugh there.
Right.
You don't think I can do it.
No, I don't.
And I think I can.
Okay.
And this is why.
Down a gauntlet.
We've already shown that a lot of shit has been happening this week. Yes. Lots of stuff happened and a lot of things have been brought up. But a couple things I want to say about taxes before we keep going. So number one, I don't know who said this, but it's a quote that is near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Taxation beyond the regular function of government is theft. Okay. It's a little heavy, a little deep, a little aggressive.
But I can follow it though.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And then Albert Einstein said that the hardest thing in the world to understand is the income tax. Now,
that's interesting because.
And you might think that the first glance, well, yeah, it's complicated. That's why it's accountants.
Right.
But Albert Einstein was way smarter than that.
Yeah.
And if you research a lot of his quotes, I mean, he's one of the smartest people ever to live. Right. And he didn't just say that because he can't figure out how to do his own taxes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think that was perplexing for him in any way.
And what I want to point out is that that's a deep conversation. I don't quite understand it.
But what you said, though, was blah, blah, blah. Like exactly. Do you have it in front of you? Can you read it again?
Albert Einstein said that the hardest thing in the world to understand is the income tax.
Right. But because he could be saying, he doesn't understand
why you have to pay income tax.
Right. Yeah.
So why would you tax my income?
Right.
And if you look back at the history of income tax, it was originally put on only to raise money for the Civil War. Okay.
Yes.
Originally. And then it was deemed unconstitutional.
Oh, really?
With one of the amendments. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the Supreme Court deemed income tax unconstitutional going forward.
Okay.
And then the 16th Amendment ratified income tax, and this is like 1909, 1913, something like that, to allow the government to basically impose income tax.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Guess what level it started out at? Like 3.
Yeah, 3%. Okay. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
So here's my
point.
Can
we go back to that?
So hold on. So again, remember I said I'm going to do this down the middle. I'm not going to get crazy one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So did you watch Bernie Sanders on the Fox News?
No, I keep forgetting to watch
hall?
That. No.
Okay, well, that happened
really
this week.
Good.
It was really good. And I actually will give, I think Bernie did a really good job. But there was one extremely telling point. It has to do with taxes.
Okay.
Brett Baer says to Bernie, he goes, "Hey, Bernie, you know, your taxes just came out. You paid, I think, 24% or something like that." And he's like, "So, and my question to you is, you know, a lot of your proposals or your theories and what you want to do with government is more taxes to pay for certain things." He says, "So I'm just curious, how come you don't pay more in taxes?" And mm-hmm. and you would think that mm-hmm. you would just that Bernie would just start talking and like rambling.
Yeah.
But he, if you watch the clip and you watch his body language, you watch his face and watch what happens, it was extremely telling. And this is why. So he hesitates and he goes, "Well, why would I do that?" And Brett's like, "Well, if you want everybody, you think that this is the way that the government should operate, then why don't you give more to the government?" And he again hesitates and says, "Well, I paid what I'm supposed to pay. Why would I pay any more than I'm supposed to?" And it's like,
right,
the guy that is a proponent of higher taxes
mm-hmm.
to fund everything,
mm-hmm.
one way or another, what he wants to do is going to come from somewhere.
Right.
Even that guy,
right,
at his core, right, doesn't want to pay any more taxes.
Right, exactly.
And he just admitted it on national TV.
Yeah.
And he became far more likable for the moderate Democrats.
I bet.
I guarantee it.
That's the perfect question to get a politician's answer.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to get some sort of like
spinny kind of non-answer. And he answered like a human being. Like a human being. It was like, because I have yet to meet, like, that was a perfect example. Like, I don't care where you sit on the right or the left. The guy that everyone says is a staunch socialist and wants to run our country into the past of the Soviet Union communism.
Right.
Just admitted he doesn't want to pay any more in taxes.
Yeah.
So if he says that, then I case in point.
Right. Maybe we all share something.
There's hope. Like,
yeah,
we can get. Who wants to pay more in taxes?
Not me.
So I think that there's a way around this, considering there's 7 states in the United States that pay 0 state income tax.
That many?
There's 7. And there's 2 states that don't charge any state income tax on your regular W-2 income. They only charge you income tax on investments.
Oh, wow.
Which is the opposite, right?
Yeah.
Or opposite of what you would think. So you're only paid on, you know, have to pay tax on interest or whatever.
Okay.
The interest earned. So 7 states are doing just fine with no state income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And California is obviously not one of them.
Obviously.
So, but, you know, and you can say whatever you want, but my point is that there's something that everybody can agree on. If Bernie Sanders can agree with, you know, the far right guy on that particular matter, let's focus on that.
Right, right.
Because the more you look at the history of taxation in the United States,
mm-hmm.
it's perceived as a very polarizing topic, but it's not.
Well, hold on. So,
because I'm not saying what you do with the taxes, I'm not saying that.
Right. You're talking about taxes.
I'm talking simply, yeah, and I'm only talking about income tax, by the way.
Right.
I'm not talking about all the other. I'm talking simply on income tax.
Right.
You work, you pay the government taxes for your wages.
Right.
Okay.
Now, hold on. Let's go backwards a little bit. Mm-hmm. There are 7 states that there's no income tax.
No state income tax.
No state income tax.
Right.
Yeah, they still pay federal, obviously.
Correct. Everybody pays the same, whether bracket you're in, federal income taxes.
Sure.
No matter what state you're in.
Right.
And then state income tax ranges anywhere from, you know, 4 to 13%.
Wow.
Additional.
Yeah.
And Wyoming, Washington, Texas, South Dakota, Nevada, Florida, and Alaska are all the states that have 0 state income tax. Washington is an extremely liberal state.
Yeah.
Seattle is uber liberal.
Yeah.
And they have 0 state income tax.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Seattle?
Yeah.
It's pretty freaking nice. It's
a pretty nice city.
Yeah. Okay. It seems like Washington's doing okay.
Yeah.
Texas, extremely conservative state for most parts of it.
Yeah.
Seems like it's doing just fine.
Yeah, because when you say that there are seven states and yada yada, my initial response is, well, how do they make up that money?
Mm-hmm.
How do? Well, yeah, but okay, but how are they?
I'm
going to
go out on a limb. I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Okay,
and I'm going to say that they manage it better. Oh my goodness,
they're managing something,
right? And and you would think you and I. We want, in this particular moment, I can see it in your eyes.
You can.
I can see it. You and I would love to be able to change the world right now and make the United States perfect.
Yes. Yes.
Wouldn't that be easy? Wouldn't that be great?
That is a brilliant idea, Corey.
Yeah, we'll get a guy. We'll put him in a room and say, fix this.
Right.
And I guarantee you that the biggest issue, though, is that, you know, and when you look back at the history of it, right? Mm-hmm. So now... they overrule the Supreme Court. Now our elected officials now have this more power.
Yeah.
And they slowly just tax and tax and tax and tax and tax. And if you look at the underlying hidden taxes that we pay on an ongoing basis, like, you know, cable, for instance, it ranges anywhere from 20% to 27% tax on our cable bill.
Yeah. Don't never read your bills.
Right.
If you want to be in a good mood.
So again, do you remember I said before that no matter if you're in the far right or the far left, we can agree that I don't want to pay any more in taxes, right?
Absolutely.
Income tax.
Absolutely. Now, and or for your cable.
Right. So do you, exactly. So do you think that, you know, the limousine liberal and the staunch Bible banging conservative, you think they get together and say, I'm pretty happy about paying 27% of my cable bill. How about you, limousine liberal? And they're like, tell me more, Christian conservative.
Yeah.
Do you? I love it.
Sounds fantastic right. to me.
Fuel tax, right? Okay, come on. The price of oil per barrel has not fluctuated drastically. If anything, it's gone down.
Yeah,
yet gas goes up. Right. Now, let me ask you a question. Is that because technology has gotten worse over the last 10 years? So refinement technology is terrible. So again.
But it's not worse?
Right. So of course it's not worse. The key component to gasoline, oil, has gone down, but gas has gone up by 100%.
Yeah. And it's in summer's here. Any moment.
Sure.
So it's going to go up again.
So if you're following me, I'm trying to unite this country.
Let's unite this country.
I'm trying to unite this country.
Yes.
Where taxes are such a dividing factor.
Let's make them a uniting
because
factor.
Because it's not, it's what do we use the taxes for? No. I mean, it's like you, everyone agrees that we don't need to pay any more taxes. Look in the mirror, figure it out, manage it better.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
If a company runs at a deficit, they're not in business.
Right, unless they're Netflix.
And we are employees of the United States government. We are employees of the United States government, aren't we? Like, we pay, without us, we are citizens of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We vote for our elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
And without the taxes that we pay,
right,
the government would not exist.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and it comes from all forms of, in all areas. It's not just income tax.
Oh, it's everywhere, sure.
Right? So it's literally everywhere. It's everywhere you look. So let's move over to Brooklyn's Bridge. We're going to cross over to the last part of the show because if you stick around, then you're going to know. So what is the phrase about the two guarantees in life? It's death and taxes.
Yes.
So I know, don't worry, I'm not going to get as heavy, but it is Easter Sunday and I did go to church today. We already talked about taxes. So let's get into religion and a little bit of death. So... went to the Lutheran church today. New pastor was much better than the last one. And he did a good job of bringing science into his sermon.
Oh.
He was talking about the black hole. You know, they saw that picture.
Isn't that something they try to steer away from?
Exactly. I was shocked. And then he full on reminded everyone that he's like, you know, Easter is not in the word Easter is not in the Bible. You know, it was basically...
It's not?
No, it wasn't. It came from, as Christianity spread north into the, you know, the German, you know, the German lands, the German lands, whatever.
Ah, yeah.
So it's a Germanic pagan goddess called, you know, Ostare, which is basically the goddess of the spring solstice.
Okay.
So Ostare, like Easter.
Sure.
Okay. So... to make it easier, just like Christmas, you know, Jesus wasn't really born on December 25th.
What?
Yeah, but come on. So, he basically is admitting that that Christianity, you piggybacked the pagan religions to make it easier to sell,
right?
Is what I heard,
right? You know? Basically,
I
don't think people cop to that a lot during a sermon.
That's what I mean.
You know
I was shocked.
Like, that's pretty crazy.
So then I started listening. I was like, wow, okay. So, but then he did bring it around to about the black hole and basically saying, yeah, so you know, Jesus is a lot like the black hole. You know, you don't know what the black hole's like, but you just got to have faith that the black hole's out there, just like you got to have faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Right?
Interesting.
So he's like, he got me. Then he slams down the line in the sand. He's like, so.
Boom.
Boom. So Jesus, Son of God.
So if you
yes
believe
or
in
no,
black holes, you should believe in Jesus.
Yeah. So like Jesus, Son of God, black hole.
Right.
You got it. You believe, you're good. You're good to go.
All right.
And all right. And
we're going to pass a hat around.
Amen. Right. So then.
That's pretty good.
So as he looked at it, then it's like, I started focusing, like I'm going to do a little more research on organized religion before the show.
Oh dear.
So yeah. All right. So Christianity, number one, mm-hmm. 2.5 billion people subscribed.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yep.
They have that many subscribers?
Subscribers, yeah.
Oh.
Followers.
They should have a YouTube channel.
So Islam, number two, mm-hmm. at just under 2 billion. And then number three is...
Roseanne Barr.
Our religion, which is unaffiliated.
Yes.
Right?
I'm a free agent.
Yeah, so that falls under basically secular, agnostic, non-religious, or atheist. Mm-hmm. So and about 50% of that group, and that's about 1.3, 1.4 billion of this group are theists, but not religious.
Mm.
And then humanists are also in this category as well.
Right,
so it's
right.
a very broad category.
Sure.
But if you notice, it's not drawing the line in the sand. You know what I mean?
No, it's not. No.
It's more of an open.
It's a very, yes.
You know, so we don't know what happened in Sri Lanka, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't one affiliated group trying to kill another unaffiliated group.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pretty sure, it was a monotheistic,
yes.
hardcore believer.
I'm going to have to assume.
In one thing
yeah.
that wanted to kill a bunch of other hardcore believers
in
one monotheistic
yeah.
aspect of religion.
Yeah.
As opposed to just being like, I don't know, it's the goddess of springtime, dude. Who gives a fuck? All right? Like, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, Hinduism, again, no monotheism there. I mean, and that is... But again, you ever seen a lot of Hindus blowing stuff up?
No.
No.
I actually don't. They must have a god of not doing that.
Yeah, and this is not against Islam. This is, I'm talking about organized religion doing something.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Becoming radicalized. I mean, any religion can become
yeah. radicalized.
Yeah.
Can't speak the English.
So Hindus are almost a billion. Yeah, obviously,
really?
Because the largest religion in India.
But they're still polytheistic, right? They still have like...
No, so the thing about that is so many of their teachings are not standardized whatsoever. And then Hinduism, this difference between, like you just said, is different from any other religion due to the absence of a single founder also.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so...
Yes.
Right, so... You know, that's not quite exactly a monotheistic situation, but somewhat.
Right.
Right? I think a single founder equals monotheistic.
Right.
But in Christianity, it all is Jesus, but it's still God.
Right.
But Jesus is God on earth. Then he died and then went to heaven.
Yeah, there's
he's
a
son
whole
of God.
Semantic thing going on.
So if Jesus is the Son of God, that means that like he's the offspring of someone that's better.
Right, but who's the Holy Ghost?
First?
Where does that come in? Yeah,
exactly.
It's very complicated.
And to put things into perspective, Judaism is only responsible for roughly 15 million people.
What?
On the planet.
That's it?
That's it.
No offense, but really?
Yes. Why would there be an offense? I think it's
just a numbers, but I would have assumed that there were way more.
Yeah. And considering 6+ million got
yeah.
killed.
Yeah.
So it was really only like 20-some million at one, like even if you added the 6 million.
Right.
That's not a lot compared to that many others.
So many more.
Buddhism covers over 450 million. And then the this I didn't understand this. So then there's a whole thing. So Chinese traditional is different than Buddhism too, by the way. So there's another 600 million people that practice Chinese traditional religion that is also not monotheistic.
Now, hold on. That's the name of it?
They call it Chinese traditional. I don't know.
Okay. They gotta work on branding that.
So I guess my whole point of that was, did you see what I was trying to do with taxes and bringing people together?
Yes.
Okay. Bernie Sanders doesn't want to pay more in taxes. He admitted it.
True.
There's hope for our country.
True.
Okay?
True.
Religions.
Yes.
Okay? The unaffiliated were the number three group.
Yeah, not bad.
And if we can just remember, though, that we have a commonality of that should be simple. Are you a good person or are you not?
Right.
Do you know?
Well, yeah. Now, so, Ray, so if you take the first two groups, the Christians and the Muslims, actually only a tiny, tiny fraction of those are the wackadoos.
Right.
So we have more in common with that huge chunk of each that is the non-wackadoos.
Right.
We need some sort of non-wackadoo group.
Yeah. It's the unaffiliateds.
Maybe, yeah.
It's the unaffiliateds. We're coming on strong.
We got to start recruiting.
Yeah.
And it's other groups.
And notice it's not atheists. Atheists fall into the unaffiliateds.
Right.
But I've met some pretty nice atheists.
Well, yeah.
They're normal people.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So, they don't have an invisible God watching everything they do,
I've also met a Bible banging Christian who's full of shit.
Well, yeah, there are those.
You know, so it's not a guarantee one way or another.
No.
But the commonality should be the fact that we just need to be a good person. So with that, this is episode 22. I feel I was a little nervous about trying to get through the death and taxes and everything. And it's just, something about this week, a lot of random shit happened. Yeah, and like I said, the Kurt Cobain thing caught me and I ended up reading the whole freaking articles I went back, I realized it's episode 22 and some of our new listeners haven't heard, the Apostles' Creed. One of the laws.
Yes.
So I tweaked it a little bit and make it a little bit more mainstream, just like they did at the Lutheran Church today.
Wow, nice.
So this is Apostles' Creed 2.0.
So did you add paganism into it? Or?
There's going to be a 3.0.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Okay.
So this is just Apostles' Creed. So I'm going to we'll end the show with the Apostles' Creed. As a reminder, one of the Paul's laws is everyone needs some apostles.
Right.
Okay. It's basically your core group of people that you're going to need to at all times, but it can't be huge. Jesus had 12.
Right.
Okay.
You should be able to get by with 12 or under.
For sure.
Yeah,
you should be no more than, I say 10, because you put your two fists together, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. Now you got two fists.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Okay. All right. So, Apostles' Creed 2.0. And I changed it to we instead of I. Trying to bring people together.
Right. See?
Remember? Okay. We believe in love and family to lead us through the organized chaos on earth. We believe in intuition and the law of human nature to guide us like our own Holy Spirit, born of experiences we've had as we continue to work hard and play hard until we are buried. We live this life with purpose and on many occasions rise again. When seated together, our power transcends the living and the dead. We believe in the golden rule, the communion of friends, the forgiveness of sins, the power of positive thinking, and fulfillment everlasting. Amen. What do you think of 2.0?
I thought that was beautiful.
No, seriously.
I'm getting a little choked up. It's actually very nice.
I think it's good.
I have nothing to say.
And there's nothing in there. It says you got to draw a line in the sand.
No. We can all be on the same team.
We can all be on the same team on that one. No one should argue. I mean, there's areas that, what are you going to argue with?
Nothing.
You don't believe in the communion of friends? You're an asshole.
Right.
You don't believe in the golden rule? Fuck you. You don't want to forgive sins? Okay, good luck living then.
Right.
You don't want to keep a good attitude? Okay. You get the point, right?
I do.
Okay. So with that, we hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for sticking in there with us. Episode 22 is in the books. And remember, If you keep a positive attitude, something's always brewing.
Corey Pons is back at quarterback now. Throws it to the end zone. Gets it away. Deep down the middle.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.